Hey y'all, it's Nikki. We just wanted to remind you that this is a show not rated E for everyone, but E for explicit, which means we swear a whole bunch. Also, fair warning, as this is a books and video games pod, that we do have a ton of spoilers of whatever we read and play, respectively. If you're cool with that, enjoy the show. Hi guys.
Hello.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
Yeah, so I said 3, 2, 1, let's jam before I hit record, so Tyler started dancing.
Yeah.
I got distracted by it. It's Cowboy Bebop has one of the best openers ever.
Yeah.
Though we're not an anime podcast, so hi guys, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
We're, disclosure, both of us are getting over an illness.
Yeah, a really not fun illness. It's been it's been a mess. So yeah. I sound kind of wheezy on the inhale and exhale and on the laugh. So we might have to take some coughing and sneezy breaks. Yeah.
And I sound sexier than usual, which I know is very hard to believe.
Yeah, I know.
We've got the sultry tones today.
Yeah, I've got a lot of throat clearing, so I'm really sorry, guys. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got it. It's that, like, nasty head cold that you're like, is this COVID? Is this a head cold or is this COVID? And then you're like, no, I've had this before. And then you test and you're like, you're fine.
Shout out to Angel. You gave this to us.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I hope your girlfriend's doing all right, too.
Yeah.
Poor girl has been absolutely destroyed with this freaking head cold.
Yep.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm better. And then I'm worse. And yeah. I'm like, Jesus
Christ. She got it like twice, didn't she? Like one right after another.
It's literally like she got over one and then it just came back like twice as bad. And I'm like, poor girl.
Yeah.
That sucks. That anyway, what do you have for me?
Okay. Word for the day.
Word.
Word up. What do you think a baffle-gab is? It is a noun.
Someone who is really good at shocking people with their word of mouth.
No, but I really like that description.
Oh, baffle-gab, like...
Baffle-gab is confusing or generally unintelligible jargon.
So,
what people just assume... Harley speaks.
Like mumbling, but you can't quite understand it, but you heard some words in there.
No, just he's speaking very clearly, but everybody's like, I can't understand him.
Oh, because of your accent.
I can't understand your accent.
Pretty fucking accurate. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I like that word.
Yeah, baffle-gab.
Baffle-gab.
Huh. Shout out to Harley. I can understand you.
Yeah, I can too. I just...
There's times
when There are times where I've sat there and I've had to... It was buffering.
And I had to explain it. It was the funniest thing.
Oh.
When we're still playing D&D, I'll ask him what he does. He'll explain it. Everybody will go, what? And I'm just sitting there going, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and then we're like, what?
Yeah.
Translate for the people in the back.
Please, I can't understand him.
Oh god, we spent like 3 minutes talking about Harley and his accent.
I could go all day.
I know.
Talking about the hunky Scotsman.
I know. But should we finish up So This Is Love by Elizabeth Lim?
Sure. Do we have a choice?
No.
Okay.
I've already stopped I've already summed up one book. I'd very much like to finish what I have for this one.
Okay.
So what do you remember of what we last recorded?
Negative amount.
Yeah, same. We recorded literally like 2 weeks ago, so brain hurt. Also, I'm a year older, so I definitely don't remember.
It was her birthday.
It was my birthday.
Now I'm a young buck compared to her.
Yeah, by like a fucking year. Shut up. It's only a few months you're coming up. So what last happened, from what I remember, and what I read back on. Cinderella
got kicked out. Oh, it's this story. Yep, yes. Okay.
So sorry. Cinderella got kicked out. You couldn't remember what story I was reading?
I forgot it was the Cinderella.
Yeah, so Cinderella got kicked out of her house, actually sold to a slaver, got out, managed to find someone who worked at the palace, and got a job there, serving the prince's aunt, mm-hmm. Genevieve. So the Duke had just taken her from the servants' quarters, brought her up to, what is it called? She was brought up to Genevieve's quarters, actually, first to the Duke's room, where he was like, hey, yeah, so you're gonna tell me everything about Genevieve. I really want you to spy on her for me. You're already getting paid. You're good.
Yeah.
And then he brought her to Genevieve's room, which is where we start back off.
Okay.
So when Cinderella entered, Genevieve asked if Cinderella was her next victim. Clearly aware of her strictness, even proved it when Cinderella addressed her incorrectly, and she mentioned that it was stupid of them having sent her yet another woman who knew nothing.
Yeah. Very fair person there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So then Genevieve attempted to dismiss her. Cinderella defended Amina, which changed Genevieve's mind. Okay. She decided to keep her. You can't remember who Amina is, right?
Correct.
Amina is her friend's aunt, who was going to dismiss Cinderella in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Duke came in and was a little too late.
Gotcha.
It changed Genevieve's mind. She decided to keep her and insulted her. But out of spite, she kept her and said she should learn quickly to serve a duchess.
Mm-hmm.
The duchess got dressed for lunch and she sent Cinderella away, just temporarily, giving Cinderella an hour to figure out things about the castle. Not okay. nearly enough time, so she decided to stay close and was instructed to say that she was not the duchess's servant if anyone asked. Okay. I'm making a lot of weird noises right now. I'm so sorry.
I was wondering what the, just a wow.
I took a sip of Bundaberg guava before this, and I realized I probably should have burped beforehand. Excuse me. Anyway, so as she looked in the portraits in the hall, she saw the prince and bowed silently as he passed. She wanted to say something, but no. She knew she could be dismissed for something so simple as addressing him. He walked past her, but then came back. He was welcoming her and hoping that she can make his aunt comfortable as her attendant. Then he left before she could say anything more.
Mm-hmm.
She feels stupid for wanting to throw away her chance at happiness away from her stepmother and stepsisters for a boy.
Mm-hmm.
A boy that may only want her for satisfying his father's wishes. She won't look for him further.
Oh.
Then she thought about the fact that she didn't understand exactly what the Duke was up to. Why he wanted every single report from her about what was going on. Either way, she will keep an eye out. As Prince Charles approached lunch, he realized he was running really late.
Mm-hmm.
Running through all of the excuses he could use, none of them were true or good. when he entered the palace, he saw the servant greeting her. Yes, the same interaction we just saw.
Okay.
But it was weird. He wanted to talk to her longer. And make her smile because her eyes look so sad. He knew she felt familiar, but didn't know why. He shook it off and found Madame Amina.
Okay.
He asked her the new servant's name. Amina called her a street urchin and explained that she only just arrived.
Mm.
She told him more about her, and learning what he did, he was disappointed. Felt as though it couldn't have been her. Her dress and everything was of royal blood, and then he excused himself.
I hate when that happens.
I know. So he approached his aunt and knew that if there was anyone who could find the girl, it was his aunt Genevieve.
Mm-hmm.
As Cinderella continued to wait on Genevieve, she knew that she was a very particular woman, still better than Lady Tremaine ever was. She may be stern, but was much more quietly kind.
Aww.
Another day she survived was another day safe and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She also continued to realize that she and the prince may only be in love with the idea of one another. Even with being under the same roof, he didn't recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
That all being said, Genevieve is the coolest person. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I can't shake the whole, doesn't recognize her. Get the piggies out, you know?
I'm sorry, that went into a coughing fit.
Man, I can't recognize this woman.
If only I could see her feet. You didn't even see her feet. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
I can't. That was really funny.
Thank you.
Anyway, Genevieve is super fucking cool. The only reason she doesn't like to visit is that she finds everyone there dull.
Mm-hmm.
She likes books with adventures of pirates and beheadings.
I was not ready for that.
I know. Unfortunately, while searching for entertainment, Cinderella found that Bruno got caught by Amina. Amina explained that either Bruno goes or they both go, when interrupted by Genevieve.
Wait, we talk about him?
Solid other Disney reference. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was very proud of that.
I'm proud of you too. So initially, Amina took her words as cause for dismissal because Cinderella had been turned around.
Mm-hmm.
But Genevieve had asked for the explanation from her point of view. From there, the Duchess had offered to take Bruno. No hesitation.
Aw.
Genevieve ordered Amina to ensure that he was fed and bathed, then asked his story, which Cinderella had gladly given about the beautiful bloodhound.
Aw.
Genevieve explained that she really preferred dogs to people. Same.
Fucking mood, as I just watched our dog's back leg just kick.
Aw.
He just went...
Aw. They're always genuine and don't let you down as much.
Amen.
Right? Learning about Genevieve, Cinderella wondered why the Duke doesn't like her so much. It's strange. She seemed kind.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once Cinderella admitted that she was orphaned and missed them dearly. Genevieve admitted that Charles had also been alone for a long while as well.
Mm.
She had a secret to admit. The king is tired of ruling and wants to pass on the throne.
Mm.
Nobody but her knows, not even the Duke. Though she's sure he's suspicious given her return.
Mm-hmm.
When their conversation ended, Cinderella had been bumped into by the Duke's servant with a letter to state that she had to report to him.
Oh.
Yeah. Love timing.
Yeah.
Cinderella made her way to the Duke's office. He demanded everything she knew, but she tried to dance her way around it,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the Duke is a weasel of a person.
What a description.
He's a weasel.
He's a weasel of a man.
Wesselton. Another Disney reference.
We're on fire today.
Disney trivia fire. So he knew by her nervous hand-wringing that she knew something. So Cinderella thought of something. She said that there was nothing going on, that she had only spoken about books, tea, clothes, normal things. But then she spilled about her sleeping draft. Same with the king. They had the same exact recipe.
Mm.
The Duke mentioned that he was wondering why the king no longer took tea with him. She asked why he cared, in so many words, and he explained that she essentially disobeyed him for the sake of the kingdom, in that he wanted to ensure that it never happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella left and found her way back to the Duchess, who was honestly kind of grouchy given Cinderella was just attempting to care for her.
Yep.
The short of it is that at the end of their conversation, and Genevieve got ready to meet with her brother, she ensured that any woman could be a princess.
Okay.
It's a new era. And then Cinderella found that she is not happy after all.
Oh no.
So we join the Duke, still plotting and angry at the prince for forcing him to go on such a ludicrous search. He had made his way to the prince's chamber and quickly implored that the prince give up his search and find a suitable princess. But the prince would only consider something as crazy from his own father, not the Duke.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just love the word implore.
Implore.
Yeah.
It's so fancy.
I love that word.
I implore you.
You implore me.
I love how you took it southern.
It's the first Red Dead game.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so He left angry from the prince's chamber and found a letter that the king was healthy and didn't need to avoid going to the council meetings, which he hates. His plan was to was thrown a loop when Charles returned from university. Seems like he would have to accelerate his plan, and in hearing that the king takes a sleeping draft, he was given an opportunity.
Ooh.
Prince Charles was actually really happy that the Duke left him. He joined Genevieve, and as much as he hoped that Cinderella would be there, he understood that she was not.
Mm-hmm.
They had just hung out together, almost like common folk.
Oh.
They spoke, and Genevieve asked, "What's so special about this girl? Why her? And when he could have anyone in this world?" His answer, because she didn't care that he was a prince. She was like, anyone can fake being ignorant, but he was sure of her. They had made it to the city and knew they couldn't stay very long. He told Genevieve he had seen nothing but poverty when he was out of the castle. How Charles decided that he would do the opposite of what his father would to help his people.
Mm.
Charles couldn't understand that his father wanted him to marry so quickly, but Genevieve told him about his father's desire to abdicate.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell Ferdinand. He's going to take more advantage of his father than he already is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they continue on and come up with a scheme to do another ball, a masquerade, something that's fully able to allow for someone to find their true love, no matter who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Back with Cinderella, she is spending time going to the library and finding her own books, as Genevieve has allowed her to do.
Mm-hmm.
When she arrived, she asked for books on magic, which the librarian got really weird about.
Mm.
He thought she was on some recon mission and told Cinderella that he had told Ginny that they destroyed everything besides what he had given her before the exile.
Oh.
It just left Cinderella confused. She had asked what would happen if someone snuck in and used their magic in Aurelia. He told her that they would be executed.
Oh.
Then he left it at that. He didn't want to be dismissed just for talking about it. Okay. So, reporter's note here. I did not finish this book.
Oh.
That's not because the writing was bad or the story wasn't any good. It's just I lost interest.
Like, personally, you lost interest. Oh, okay.
I lost interest. That, and I managed to lapse my hold on it. No. So I moved on to other books and things that I enjoyed just a little bit more.
Okay.
That all being said, this would actually be a really good story to share with kids who love Disney.
Yeah.
Teens and adults alike as well. It just... it wasn't for me. It just kept dragging on.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
So, I didn't finish. Regardless, I would probably rate it probably a 7 out of 10 Ooh. For the story twist alone.
Okay.
I also feel like I kind of can see what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, pretty early on, and I'm like, no, you know, it is meant for young adults, and it is meant for teens and children and stuff like that, but I just... kind of like Dumplin', couldn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't finish the report. Nothing wrong with the writing, nothing wrong with anything else. Love the story. Just don't care for the rest.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, so that's that. That's the report I have so far. I did not finish it, and it is what it is. Any tales? Any input on your side?
I can understand why it's... like something you'd lose interest in.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of whining and more of the same.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Again.
It's like, come on, get to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, nothing wrong with Elizabeth Lim's like telling. Like, she was the one who did the Mulan story that I also read.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her take. It's just I have grown out of young adult books, and I hate to say it after turning 29. No, I lost interest. I was trying so hard to keep going. But kind of similarly to another book that I have that I did not finish, but I will report on, life's too short to continue to read books that don't make you happy.
Yeah.
And, like, this didn't make me unhappy. I just, it was just too much.
Yeah.
Too many words for...
Too wordsy.
Too wordsy, yes.
Totally fair.
I love it. All right, shall we take a little break?
We shall. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So that was very short of me.
Yeah, happens.
Yeah, it's fine.
Gaming stuff. I think last time I shared that I was playing Odyssey.
Yes.
I did. Okay, yep. Good. I've almost beat it mm-hmm. in that time, so doing good there. A lot of fun.
It's not a very long one at all.
No, it's, and I love it. Oh, again, the Goombas with hats make They're me so very cute. Happy.
excuse me.
Let's see. Besides that, I've also increased my, like, I didn't mean to start this journey, but it's happening, of getting 100% like achievements or trophies in games
that you've already played.
Yeah, and that mm-hmm. I'm like, that are either super easy to get all of them or I'm very close to. Mm-hmm. So recently I've done all of the Spyro games.
Mm-hmm.
Oblivion was the first one I've ever 100%ed.
That's awesome.
Elder Scrolls Oblivion. And just today itself, I got 100% and platinumed Sly 2.
Awesome.
So
that is actually that really good.
It felt cool. I was like, what? I did that?
I did it.
Yeah.
It was me. I was the turkey all along.
I'm the guy. So I'm going to be working on Sly 1 and Sly 3.
Ooh.
And maybe even Thieves in Time. Who knows?
Eh, you never know.
I've already reported on all of them, but I am enjoying them greatly.
Yeah.
Another cool thing, I was just informed about this. It'll already be, like, mostly done by the time.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this happens yearly for Bloodborne, which I've also reported on.
That's right.
Every year, there's Return to Yharnam Days. One of our coworkers, Connor,
yep,
told me about it. He sent it to me this morning.
Ooh.
From March 24th until April 7th, the community is coming back to it, so you will have just a fuck ton of online players.
That's really fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, one thing about the Soulsborne games
mm-hmm.
is that you can see phantoms, so just like outlines, ghostly outlines of players that are in your area.
Yeah.
They're usually just running around. As soon, like last time I tried playing through Bloodborne, when I reported on it, I like maybe saw one or two through my playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Like every now and again, one would pop up. When I started this morning, I made a new character and everything. That's mm-hmm. part of the Return to Yharnam. Everybody creates a new character.
Okay.
I get into the first area where you wake up. There's already two phantoms just chilling there.
That's, and
I
was kind just of like, awesome.
It's alive! The game is alive! So.
Sorry.
It's very fun to see the community come together for one of my favorite, I guess, genre/series of games.
Yeah, I mean, you really like the Soulsborne series. You've reported on two of them so far, I believe.
Have I?
I think you've done Dark Souls 2. No.
No.
3.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
You'll have to look at your thing.
Yeah, I've written notes on it, but I don't think I've reported on it.
I'm pretty sure you have, though.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I guess so.
But Bloodborne for sure.
Yes, I remember Bloodborne because you did that the same time I reported on Coraline.
Yep, and we had, oh god, who was...
Shelby Scott.
Yes.
From Scare You to Sleep. Still one of my favorite horror podcasts.
Yes, and she and you were both grossed out by the orphan boss. Lots of placenta. So
lots of placenta.
Yeah.
It was so gross. We were both like, ew, no.
Ucky.
Ucky. And she's told some stories where I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. You know?
So it takes a lot.
Definitely, yeah. All right, so to switch gears, mm-hmm. we're going to go a more lighthearted game.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be talking about Saints Row, the 2022 release.
Oh,
so the reboot.
The brand new one.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've done all of the Saints Row games.
Yep, right alongside the Monster High books.
Exactly. So those were early on in the series. It was like in between Gears 1 and Gears 2 that I did all of the Saints Row games.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a lot of series in a short amount of time.
Yeah. And then I think I did Halo, like, immediately after.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, Let's see. As I said, it's the 2022 release. So mm-hmm. the release date, the specific one, is August 23rd, 2022.
Okay.
The genre is action-adventure, which I'm almost positive that the rest of them were. Developer is Volition, who developed the game previously, and the publisher, once again, Deep Silver. So they really brought it back. The platforms that this was released for was PS4 and 5, Xbox One and the XS consoles,
mm-hmm.
Windows and the Stadia.
Ugh.
Which I don't think is functioning anymore.
No,
so.
it was a blip in time.
Yeah.
Where Google was trying to compete, and it's like, dude, everyone's already loyal to something.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah. And yeah, game streaming services are fine and well.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Xbox and PlayStation already do that.
PlayStation does it great.
Exactly.
Xbox is kind of developing it still.
In beta.
Yeah, I've done like a couple games, and I'm like, yeah, this is fine, mm-hmm. but like PlayStation does it well.
Yeah, they really do. They make it seem like you just put in a disc.
Exactly. So, big up PlayStation. And I will say, I did play this on the Xbox Series S, so that's mm-hmm. where all of my stuff is coming from. And I did play this, like, as soon as the game came out, so I was so excited. So
I think we all were.
Yeah.
You also were able to make yourself in there, so.
True. I will talk about that.
Yep.
All right, so the setting slash story, this is coming from the Games Wiki, the Saints Row Wiki page.
Mm-hmm.
I will apologize. This is a little bit of a longer description of a game, but
yeah, so be it.
Yeah. So, Saints Row is set in the fictional city of Santo Aleso.
Okay.
Located in the American Southwest and modeled after Las Vegas, Nevada. At the start of the game, the city is controlled by two warring gangs, Los Panteros, a gritty vehicle and fitness-oriented gang that runs smuggling and protection, and the Idols, an anarcho-communist gang focused on clubs and nightlife.
Hmm.
A third faction, Marshall Defense Industries, an international private military corporation known for its high-tech weaponry, is also based in Santo Aleso.
Mm-hmm.
And attempts to eradicate all gang presence in the city while increasing its own influence. Totally legit.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. For sure.
Yep. So, the player character, known simply as The Boss, is a former member of Marshall who forms their own gang,
mm-hmm.
the Saints, with the help of their roommates. Eli, a struggling investor and business entrepreneur that plans most of the gang's operations. Kevin, an aspiring chef who formerly worked as a DJ for the Idols and handles the execution of the Saints' heists. And Nina, an art major and mechanic for Los Panteros, who serves as the gang's driver.
I'm just stuck on the chef DJ thing.
Yeah.
That's a really, like, that's a swing.
And the food he describes, it's like, oh my god, that looks fucking good.
You know I love food, yeah. So
it is quite the swing, and he never wears a shirt, and he's like ripped. But he's got weird tattoos, so it's kind of like,
Kevin.
Oh. Yeah, Kevin.
Sorry.
So, some key points to note here. Mm-hmm. There's an entirely new story and characters that come from the Saints Row universe.
Yeah.
There is nothing returning from the previous games.
Yeah, it's meant to be an all new game.
And it is a reboot to the series.
I think that's why people got so fucking butthurt about it.
Yes. There is, of course, some, let's see, some things brought back, like the name The Saints,
mm-hmm.
The symbol that is the fleur-de-lis, the purple fleur-de-lis,
mm-hmm.
and in this one, you take over the church, which you do in the first game.
Cool.
So, the first original game.
There's
so
at least something like that, you yeah. know, like, it's call-outs in respect to what originally happened.
Exactly, yes. So, another key point is the new map, Santo Aleso. It is slightly larger than Saints Row, I want to say, 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are two separate maps, but it's kind of set up into different regions.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, like, the northern region, that's where, like, the big, what we would consider the Las Vegas Strip.
Okay.
The bottom is mostly desert.
Oh, okay.
And then the right is, like, the small town area.
Yeah, the tracks, yeah.
I will say, not a lot of grass in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of sand.
I was gonna say, not a lot of grass, but a ton of ass.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not.
The game is very, you're in the desert. So, it gives a whole new feel, because usually you're either in, like, very industrial-looking place.
So, like, Detroit versus L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, exactly, yeah. So, another key point, does it feel like a Saints Row game?
That's a good question.
Kind of. It's got the goofy mannerisms. There we go.
Mannerisms.
Mannerisms of... That's not even the right word, is it? Is it?
Mannerisms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Of Saints Row games. It's got the goofiness. It's got the basic combat.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the gun wheel. And overall, the mechanics are generally the same and the feeling of it. But they made it so the story is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're still trying to take out the gangs and do city takeover stuff.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have totally made this game, changed up the story a little bit, got rid of this Saints Row title, and it still would have been a fully complete game.
Yeah.
Like, it could definitely be a not a Saints Row game, and people would... You know, that's not a Saints Row game.
Probably wouldn't have shit on it so much.
Maybe.
In comparison.
Yeah. So, that actually brings me to my next key point, is there was so much hate. There's still a lot of hate.
Yeah, to that this game. I knew.
So many people claim this game as the, it's a game that utterly failed. Oh. It released, it was a poor release, people hated it. Every aspect of the game, nobody had fun with it. Just a lot of people said, this is one of the biggest failures of 2022.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
A lot of people. And you can find that on, like, Gamer Ranks and a whole bunch of other, like, ranking sites.
That actually, like, makes me, you know, sad, because, like, I liked the uniqueness of it, but it's, like...
Yeah.
I mean, mind you, I don't play video games a ton. Like, this is why Tyler reports things to me. But it's like, I do get to see it. And in all honesty, I liked the creativity that it brought.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, the way that it was. But that hurts. That, like, hurts.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, you can't take the game seriously, and too many people did that.
Yeah.
They're like, this needs to be as good as Saints Row. A lot of people say Saints Row 2 is the best game.
Okay.
Of the series. And arguably, I'd say yes, with a close second being the third.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people feel the same about that, but like a vast majority is number 2 is like the best one.
But that's also your take. Everybody's going to have a different take on those things.
However, if you look back at 3, 4, even 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 was a little more serious, but like 2 got a little less serious. 3 was wacky, and then 4 totally out there.
I mean, you quote 3 on many occasions.
Yes, I do. But the thing is, they're not meant to be serious games.
Yeah.
A lot of people will be like, 2 is very serious. You can get a shotgun that looks like a cane, and it is called the Pimp Cane. There's a cheat for a weapon called the Pimp Slap. It is a foam finger that is just the middle finger up, and when you hit somebody, they go flying.
That's so stupid.
These are not serious games.
No, they're not.
So, and also, games aren't, unless they are advertised as being, like, this is a serious game. It's a video game.
Yeah.
Fucking chill.
Yeah, you're fine.
Have fun. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Having fun while playing video games. Sorry.
So, let's see. Moving on to some unique features.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new thing in the mode in the game called Enterprise. This is, like, everybody that hates on the game.
Yeah.
they do talk about this being a highlight to the game.
That's an upside.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. Enterprise is you get money from doing various things in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back to your hideout and you buy something to increase the enterprise. So it's like a business.
Okay.
Usually of nefarious means.
No shit.
Disguised as something else, you know, which I will explain some of them. But it's, you know, one of those things that you get to choose where you place these buildings.
Yeah.
And then you get little jobs to do after that to increase the profit that comes from each of those businesses.
It sounds like Gangster Sims.
Yes, exactly. So, my favorite is the... I have three favorites that actually came out of this, of the Enterprise. The first one being the Chalupacabra food truck.
Right, I remember that.
The Chalupacabra. It's a food truck, and you're selling food.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the highest, like, things you can do, just in general, is get a food truck and drive around. But
sounds fun.
To help out with your, with that business venture, you have to take out the other food trucks. And they are ridiculous. One is six-shooter sushi. It's got a giant, like, shrimp head on the front of the food truck with a cowboy hat and samurai swords. Like...
Jesus Christ.
It was just, those missions were extremely fun to play.
Chalupacabra.
Because you go there, you clear out the enemies, you take the truck, and then you just fucking go. It's like,
this is mine now.
This is mine. And then after you complete them, you get the truck as well. So, and also just the name Chalupacabra.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
Yeah. And you get, like, clothing options from Chalupacabra.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the logo is phenomenal. I want to see if I can find this. If I can find the logo. Oh, yeah. It's the Chupacabra, but chalupas. See?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
This is having me, like, crave, or making me crave, like, the Big Sur Cantina town.
Yeah, for sure.
I want some flautas, man.
That's fair. Next one that I really enjoyed was Castle Kraken.
Okay.
This has a little bit of a story aspect to it. It helps with Eli's whole thing. Castle Kraken, it's practically made out of cardboard and shit. It is LARPing. Oh, God. There's a whole mission based with this shit that is that you have to do LARPing. And, so you, as a character, have to wear, like, this armor made of cardboard, and you're running around with weapons that don't actually do damage. So you're running around, and you just go, pew, pew, pew! Or you've got a foam sword, and you beat the shit out of somebody, and, like, when they die, they sit there, and they're like, oh, and then they fall over. It is ridiculous, but in the best possible way.
That's hilarious.
I had probably the most fun in this game doing the Castle Kraken things.
I mean, I don't blame you. It'd be a lot of fun.
Like, at one point, your character's, like, former supervisor from Marshall, she's running one of the other guilds in the LARPing universe that's in the game.
Yeah.
And in order to defeat her, you have to get a car that has just this giant cardboard worm on it and drive it. It's like the master weapon.
Okie dokie.
It's ridiculous, but perfectly so. Oh, and also a fun little thing in Castle Kraken, if you go around the outside, there's a tower.
Yeah.
And there's a interact button. If you press that, a giant D20 falls.
What?
Like taller than you.
Great.
So it's just gung gung. It's like, oh, I rolled.
I rolled.
It's a giant dice tower.
I kind of love that.
And then finally, my favorite one was called the Was Yours Repo.
Okay.
A repossession service. It is spelled W-U-Z-Y-E-R-Z, repo. Was yours. It's no longer yours. It was yours.
It was yours.
That is the reason I like it so much, is because of the name. That is the only reason.
I do love that.
Yeah.
Sorry, our puppy woke up. Yep. Oh, God.
So, another unique feature, moving on to the next unique feature, I should say, is you can change your character's appearance from your phone.
Oh!
Not from, like, your physical phone.
But, like, your
in-game phone. So, instead of having to go to the place in the game that was designed to... It was... In the other games, it was a plastic surgeon's place, and that's how you customized it, and you would pay money to change your character.
That's kind of funny.
Yes. Now it's, sorry, the dog just sniffed my arm.
He also pawed at you to get you to pet him. Oh, okay.
I will pet him.
He wants pets.
But, now you can just do it for free anytime.
Just I love that.
Change how your character looks. Pretty unique feature, I gotta say. Not a lot of games do it where you can just change it on the fly.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, though.
I think you just can't do it when you're in a mission, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And if an enemy runs up and hits you while you're changing your appearance, it'll knock you out of the appearance change, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Some fun moments. And this actually comes to, your point about making me.
Yeah.
So in the starting mission, when you first create your character, one of the voices is just this southern accent.
Yep.
But for some reason, he sounds like me.
It does. It really does.
And the way he speaks and the things he says is me.
Yep, it's Tyler.
Like at one point, one of the aircraft that you're fighting against has the guy you're going after. It tips. And the guy goes, ah, fuck! In the way that I would do it in that situation. It was the funniest thing.
It is true.
So I chose the cowboy voice just because I was like, hell yeah, I love this voice.
That's what sounds like me.
And then it just ended up being me. So.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a funny, fun moment. Another fun moment for me was rediscovering my love of rapper KRS-One.
Okay.
Because his song, Sound of the Police, is in that game.
Oh, that's right.
And it's in a mission where you're riding on top of a car while you're getting chased by marshal and police.
Oh, great. Great.
So it's the perfect time. And I was like, oh, I fucking love this song. First time I heard it, I played Battlefield Hardline.
Whoop, whoop. It's the sound of the police.
Exactly. Exactly that one. So moving on to, my likes of the game.
Yeah.
The overall goofiness.
Fair enough.
A lot of people hate it. I enjoyed it.
It's supposed to be goofy.
It was one of those games where I was able to just kind of hop in and just play it and not really have to think.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I'm just going to run over here, hop into this car, and just start fucking going.
Yeah.
Something else I liked about the game was the feel of the game. Because while a lot of people be like, oh, it's not a Saints Row game, blah, 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 it feels good. It's a smooth game. Mechanics are generally good. Switching from one weapon to the next is super easy. Just very easy to pick up.
Yeah.
I would not suggest that you let a kid play this game.
Of course not.
But, like, an older teenager for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
About when you'd let them play the other Saints Row games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, these games are... This game feels good.
Good.
Like, it feels... I wouldn't say complete, at least at the time I was playing it, but, like, it felt like the controls were complete and the mechanics were.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the DLC.
Yeah.
That came out much later. Because they actually expanded the map. So in, like, the various corners of the map, when you got the DLC, you could go to, like, these small little towns and do stuff in different parts of the map.
Huh.
They weren't huge, but it was still cool to be like, this is a new part of the map.
That is really awesome.
Yeah. Next is the characters. All of the characters in there were fun. A lot of people had issue with being like, oh, they're kind of generic, moody, like, hipsters, whatever. And I'm like,
that's the point.
That's the next generation of gangsters.
Hey, yeah, so that's the point.
Exactly.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Like, Eli is one of the hipsters that is, like, gets the vision board and listens to inspirational podcasts. You can do
all
it.
Right.
I know you can. It's like, oh, God.
Why are we listening to the shit again?
Yeah, you have to believe in yourself. And it's just, the characters themselves are funny.
Good.
They're unique in their personalities, and they're just funny.
I mean, it wouldn't be a Saints Row game if they weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point that I've been making.
Yep. And finally, I really enjoyed Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Enterprise thing, how each job, or each business was different, and each of the jobs for those jobs were unique. Like, you weren't just going in there and it's like, oh, I got the laundromat, which was actually the money launderer, and now I have to transport these things here.
I don't know why I find that so funny. It's just like, it's a laundromat. Kind.
Yeah. That's how all the jobs were. But instead of being like, oh, for every single one, you just have to transport whatever the thing that relates to the business. No, they each have different things.
Yeah.
So, what was it? The Chalupacabra. You have to go steal the other food trucks.
Yeah.
You don't have to go steal other trucks for the other jobs.
Nope.
Sure, was yours repo, you have to steal vehicles. But it's not exactly the same.
No.
And I'm pretty sure in was yours repo, you have to steal, like, art.
Okay.
Yeah, you go and tow some art.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. So, of course, with likes, you have to have dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be honest if I didn't talk about the things that I didn't like about the game.
Yeah.
The first being the story itself.
Really?
It doesn't really make sense. You just kind of show up, you're fighting the, you're with Marshall, then you're not with Marshall, you get fired, and then you're starting up your business.
Hmm.
And then it's like, oh, now we gotta get this criminal that we caught in the first mission. We're getting him on our side. Oh, he betrayed us. It's like,
that's
all
weird.
Over the place, doesn't exactly explain itself. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Another thing, the fucking sandstorms. At least when I was playing the game, when there were sandstorms, it made it impossible for you to see.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't see. For some reason, the lighting on them didn't work. You know?
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know how you made these sandstorms. Which, I guess, is the point. Sorry our podcast was in your way. Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. The sandstorms.
I guess the point is not being able to see, but, like, the way they did it, it's not the correct way of not being able to see. Instead of limiting your vision, they're just like, oh,
complete blackout.
You can't see this building anymore.
That's so crazy.
So you have to judge by the streetlights.
Okay.
So
it's still shitty.
I want to say the actual texture that they used didn't work for me.
Got it.
I just personally didn't like it. And finally, after you finish the story, it doesn't feel like there's an incentive to play.
Got it.
Like,
so it's like, once you're done, you're done.
Yeah. And if you haven't completed all the jobs or done all the, you know, mini things that are in the game, it's like, why am I doing them, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty done at that point. Yeah.
There's, like, not a reason to.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. So, overall, this game is fairly solid. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun to just mess around in. I highly recommend, if you're going to play this game, do not go in with a serious feeling. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a stress-free game to just mess around in, this is a solid one to go with. Also, the main menu theme is a banger.
That is true.
I have the main menu theme on my Spotify playlist.
It has come up a few times.
It takes the one from, like, Saints Row 3 and 4, mm-hmm. but made it, like, EDM Southern, like,
yeah,
Western. Good. Yeah. It's very, very good. I will say, it becomes very apparent early on that this is the dev's first attempt at the series. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was Volition that developed it, but it was a like, they got bought out.
Yeah.
And it was new developers that came in. So, that being said, if it didn't have the Saints Row title, it would still hold its own, despite the hate. I would give this a solid, and, you know, I'm saying that it's a solid game and everything. I would still only give it a 6.5 out of 10, maybe a 7 on good days.
Yeah.
Mostly because I did have fun with it, and I know that it's low, but at the time there was a lot wrong with the game, mm-hmm. and it didn't feel finished. And after you finished the story, it was just kind of there.
Okay.
But if you want a game to just goof around in,
that's the one.
Yeah. So, after going back and playing it, I wish I had played it with all the DLCs, like, attached. So I could just go in and, you know, fully play the game.
Yeah.
With all the DLCs, because I got them afterwards. And I was just kind of done. So I was like, this is... But I don't want to. There's no reason.
I don't want it.
There's no reason to.
I don't want it.
So I would say play through, get all the DLCs if you can on sale. Mm-hmm. Play all the way through with those included. You'll be good to go. That would probably boost it up to a 7, 7.5.
That is understandable.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, we both had sevens today.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's an okay game.
Yeah.
It's not as big of a bust as everybody's saying, but it is far from being a perfect game.
Yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon for most things. Yeah. It's just like...
It's a game that came out, like...
Yeah, it certainly did, like...
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that play this game, and this is going to be one of those cult classics that, like, after it's run its course and everything, everybody will be like...
Why did we hate this game?
Yeah. Oh, I could go back and play it, and it has a special place in people's hearts, you know?
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Like, it'll have a cult following.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Like I said, it was fun to watch you play it from every now and then, and it was kind of funny to see you literally inside of the game.
Yeah, I made me.
Yeah, and I was like, no, that's you. There's no other ifs, ands, or buts about
it. There was a scene in the game where your guy's just depressed, mm-hmm. and, like, what he was wearing was perfectly me.
It was?
Yeah. Like, he had a crop top on.
Okay.
I don't know why, it just kept glitching and making it so I was wearing a crop top underneath everything, so it was, like, technically a sports bra. And then, like, he had these cactus underwear.
Yep.
And that was, I was like, that's me. That's me right there.
It's true.
Depressed, wearing cactus underwear and a crop top, vibing in bed. That is me.
That is you. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I generally liked the game. And mm-hmm. Like you said, you did yell at one point, not yell at me, but like, yelled into the ether. It's like, what is the point of this?
Yep.
At least once.
Yes.
So, yeah, I totally get it.
There was a point where it's like, what is the fucking point of this mission?
Yeah, what the fuck is happening right now? Anyway, shall we move on to the nonsense that you have spewed while playing COD?
Sure.
Cool. Can you pull out a D4 for me, please?
No, I can. Oh, hey.
Ugh. Tyler's giant dice bag has entered the chat.
A little ASMR for you.
That is it.
Two.
Okay, so the first two. Let me get into Tyler character.
Hold on. Oh boy.
Fucking nits. Fucking nits? I meant to say nips.
I don't have an explanation for that one. No.
Because the middle part was me going, nits?
Oh, okay.
Soggy biscuits?
That was a gate.
And then you made a really weird noise.
There was a guy with that gamer tag.
Yep, I remember that.
Soggy biscuits.
Yeah, but you literally went, soggy biscuits? I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, can I add one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, fucking spider monkey, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, dude was running real fast, climbing up the side of a building so quickly, it scared me.
I laughed a little too hard at that.
Like, I did one of those, like, arcing shots where I saw him, so I shoot straight, go left, and arc up to the right. And then I ended up killing him, so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are the three for today.
Woo.
Yay. Thanks for joining us, guys. Sorry for the puppy interruptions again.
Yeah.
But he's Hades, and he is chaos. And he's our dog. Also, I apologize in advance for any throat clearing and or sneezing and or coughing, because, like we said, we're getting over this shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully next time we record, we'll be a lot better. That all being said, I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, let's get food.
Yeah. All right, guys. Keep on turning those pages.
And mashing those buttons.
Bye.
Bye.